Foreign ministers of China, Afghanistan and Pakistan hold a special trilateral meeting in Beijing to discuss development and security in the region. Chinese Wang Yi, his Pakistani counterpart Khwaja Asif and Afghanistan's Salahuddin Rabbani have discussed ways to create political trust among the three countries. The three sides also agreed to work together closely in fighting terrorism. The Chinese top diplomat said Pakistan and Afghanistan called for efforts to stem the spread of extremism in the region. Wang also noted that Beijing welcomes talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban militant group. To discuss that further, we're now joined from Beijing by N.R. Tangen, who is an author, host and columnist, pardon me. Mr. Tangen, thanks for very much joining us here on Press TV. What do you make of this meeting? How vital is it for these three countries to work together, for example, in areas like terrorism?
Well, security is one of the upper concerns, but I think from Beijing's point of view that you cannot have security as long as there are uneven economic circumstances. So a lot of this is not just about security, but also the Belt and Road Initiative, which is aimed at spreading more economic development throughout the area. Long term, this is how Beijing sees stability in the region. You cannot just simply use the stick. There has to be some sort of incentive and some way that people can make a living.
And then there's also, you know, China talking about the fact that the talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban would be a good thing. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's for China's point of view, yes, they see it very clearly as something that has to happen. The Taliban is not going to go away. The question is, how does this country, Afghanistan, come to terms with itself? Outside interference has not seemed to have helped the situation. At some point, they need to return to some sort of normalcy, and that means having the sides talk to each other rather than fire at each other.
And so I'm glad you mentioned that talk about outside forces, because, you know, Pakistan and Afghanistan are obviously heavily influenced by American policies as well, obviously, in the region. Is China, do you think, coming in as more of a mature country to help them out?
Well, with the kind of pulled back by Donald Trump, basically China is viewed as the only adult in the room at this point in time. I think Russia has also been putting a toe in the water. There's this feeling that the U.S. is not going to be a constructive force as it goes forward, especially given its desire to kind of retreat from areas that it had been engaged in, especially militarily.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.